Good evening, everybody. As the school business administrator, I am the presiding officer until we elect a board president tonight. I'd like to call this meeting to order. It is 7 p.m. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through public notice on January 9th, 2023. Notice was sent to two newspapers designated by the board, the Express Times and Huntington Review. Notice was posted on the district website, the main bulletin board in the administration offices, and in each Clinton Township school. Notice was sent to the municipal clerk of Clinton Township, and please note that this meeting will be streamed. I'd like to do roll call. Dr. Blumenfeld?
Present.
Ms. Creighton?
Here.
Ms. Emery?
Present.
Mr. Fernandez, I see you, even though you're technically not up here yet. Mr. Hornick?
Here.
Ms. Kaltenbach?
Here.
Mr. Rosa? Dr. Riamacchi?
Here.
Ms. Brennan?
Present.
If you'd like to join me and stand for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is the annual organization meeting of the Board of Education. In the agenda, we have the results of the election. Ms. Brennan received 2,581 votes, Mr. Fernandez, 2,465, Ms. Creighton, 2,433, and write-ins were 102. There were two additional spending proposals on the ballot for voters. Proposal number one passed with 2,222 votes. The noes were 1,920 with a total votes cast of 4,142. Additional spending proposal number two did not pass. There were 2,337 noes with 1,785 yeses and total votes count of 4,122. I would like to administer the oath of office to the following newly elected board members, Ms. Lana Brennan, Ms. Stacey Ann Creighton, and Mr. Fernandez, if you will come and join me in the front of the podium. At this time, I would like to take nominations for board president. Do I have any nominations?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Ms. Brennan.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Are there any other nominations? I'd like to have a motion to close nominations.
Motion.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All right. We're going to vote first to close the nominations, and then we are going to vote on the president. Motion to close nominations. Dr. Blumenfeld?
Yes.
Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Ms. Creighton?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Mr. Fernandez?
Yes.
Mr. Hornick?
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach?
Yes.
Dr. Riamaki?
Yes.
Mr. Rosa is not here. Motion carries. We are now voting for the motion for Ms. Brennan to be appointed as president of the Clinton Township Board of Education. Dr. Blumenfeld?
Yes.
Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Ms. Creighton?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Mr. Fernandez?
Yes.
Mr. Hornick?
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach?
Yes.
Dr. Riamaki?
Yes.
Mr. Rosa? Motion carries. Congratulations, Madam President.
Thank you. Thank you all for your continued support. I appreciate your confidence in me. I'm going to open the floor for nominations for Vice President.
I'd like to nominate Dr. Riamaki.
Okay, any other nominations? Okay, I'm going to, I'm closing the floor for nominations. Looking for a motion?
Motion.
Okay, second?
Second.
Thank you. Roll call vote, please.
Dr. Blumenfeld?
Yes.
Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Ms. Creighton?
Yes.
Semery?
Yes.
Mr. Fernandez?
Yes.
Mr. Hornick?
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach?
Yes.
Dr. Riamaki?
Yes.
Mr. Rosa? Motion carries.
Okay, now I am looking for a motion for Catherine Riamaki to be appointed as Vice President of the Clinton Township Board of Education.
Motion.
Thank you, Ms. Emery. looking for a second.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Fernandez. Okay, questions, discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Dr. Blumenfeld?
Yes.
Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Ms. Creighton?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Mr. Fernandez?
Yes.
Mr. Hornick?
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach?
Yes.
Dr. Riamaki?
Yes.
Mr. Rosa? Motion carries. Congratulations, Dr. Riamaki.
Thanks, everyone. Really appreciate it.
Okay. At this time, we've reached the first public comment section. We received zero written comments today. If anyone in the audience would like to address the board, please come up to the podium. There is a clipboard for all participants to write their name and address. When it is your turn, please also state your name and address for the audio recording. Each person will have up to 3 minutes to speak. At the 2 minute and 30 second mark, the timer will sound. Please wrap your comments up in the following 30 seconds. Public comment is not for back and forth. If there is a response to public comments, it will occur once everyone has had the opportunity to address the board. The board respects all who get up to speak. Please keep comments respectful. This comment section will be limited to 20 minutes. Would anyone like to get up? Okay, seeing none, I'm going to close the floor to public comments. Okay. Happy New Year and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the annual organizational meeting for the Clinton Township Board of Education. I would like to thank all our returning board members for their continued service representing students, staff, and community, as well as welcome to our newest member, Mr. Fernandez. Dr. Stager and Dr. Dempsey, we are committed to supporting and working with you both as we continue to move the district forward over the coming year. One way we are moving the district forward is with our new full-day preschool, which started today. It was great to see our youngest learners get to start on their educational adventure. This evening, we were going to have our NJSBA rep, Ms. Gwen Thornton, do a review of the Code of Ethics for board members, as well as covering the annual superintendent evaluation. However, she was not able to make it this evening, so just as a reminder, the School Ethics Act, everyone got a copy of the School Ethics Act. Please make sure you return your items to, you've all received a copy of the Code of Ethics. Make sure you sign and return the acknowledgement of receipt to Dr. Dempsey this evening. Also, in reviewing the policies, Dr. Dempsey found that we have some additional ethics that we added in our policy. So do you want to actually go over that?
Sure, I can speak to that. In looking things over for tonight, I noticed you have a copy of the School Ethics Act and the board policy, which also includes, I should say, the Code of Ethics. And the board policy, which is also attached, 0142, includes the Code of Ethics as well, which I had expected to be identical, and yet I found that Clinton Township Board of Ed had decided to include additional things in their Code of Ethics, which I think speaks to the organization that you are all a part of. So when you compare what is in both of those documents, you will notice that there are two items in the policy. They are letters, D and E, that are not part of state statute, but were adopted by the board.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions about the Code of Ethics or concerns? Awesome to hear. If you do, also, you know, feel free to reach out to Ms. Thornton. She's really a great reference for all things school board related. Okay, so we will move on to the organization resolutions. All of these items that we are voting on this evening are a part of our yearly organization procedures. We also affirm the structure of the district, such as our policies and bylaws, curriculum, association memberships, and our meeting dates for the year. We use a committee-based approach. Tonight, the board will establish the following five committees: policy, finance, and facilities and finance, curriculum, personnel, and negotiations, and a governance. We will also establish an ad hoc committee of governance. This ad hoc committee will review our bylaws and ensure that we are operating as a board using best practices. This group will not meet as much as our regular committees. So the committee assignments are as follows. Policy, Ms. Kaltenbach will be the chair, Ms. Creighton and myself will be members. Facilities and finance, Dr. Blumenfeld will be the chair, Mr. Rosa and Ms. Emery will be the members. Curriculum, Dr. Riamaki will be the chair, Mr. Hornick and Ms. Kaltenbach will be members. Personnel, Mr. Hornick will chair, Ms. Creighton and Mr. Fernandez will be members. Negotiations, I will chair, Dr. Blumenfeld, Mr. Rosa, and Dr. Riamaki will be members. And the governance ad hoc committee, Ms. Creighton will chair, Dr. Blumenfeld, Dr. Riamaki, and myself will be members. We are also looking for delegates and alternates for the Hunterdon County ESC. They meet multiple times a year, but only two required. Hunterdon County School Boards meets every 3 months or so, and NJSBA, which meets two times a year. So is anyone interested in volunteering for these open spots before I volunteer you to?
I'll take school boards, Hunterdon County School Boards Association.
Okay, and we also need an alternate for each. So Stacy took Hunterdon County. I think Ms. Dr. Blumenfeld, you reached out about the NJSBA previous?
Yep, I'm happy to take NJSBA.
Thank you.
I would like to be an alternate for the school boards.
For NJSB?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. So we need the. Oh, thank you, Ms. Emery. And we just need alternates for the ESC and the SBA. Wait.
HCSBA.
No.
Hunterdon County.
Yes. Right. Yep. You said you're doing. Emery said she'd do.
Emery's doing
ESC.
We need the alternates for both of those.
I can be an alternate for ESC if necessary.
Okay.
I can be an alternate.
Perfect. Thank you all for volunteering. So who was that? That was Stacy and yes, and JK. Awesome. Thank you so much. Yes. I am looking for a motion for 0.3 through 0.3 through 0.36. Thank you. Wait, let me get to the end. Was not prepared. There we go. That was Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Fernandez. Questions or comments? Discussion?
Yeah, I'd just say for the Hunterdon County School Board Association meetings, they're awesome, and so even if you're not one of the designated representatives, you can still go, and it's well worth it. So I encourage people to do it.
Yes, thank you. I don't see anything else, so roll call vote, please.
Dr. Blumenfeld?
Yes.
Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Ms. Creighton?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Mr. Fernandez?
Yes.
Mr. Hornick?
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach?
Yes.
Dr. Riamaki?
Yes.
Mr. Rosa? Motion carries.
Wonderful. Before we get to the second public comment, Dr. Steger, is there anything you'd like to mention this evening?
So I just want to say Happy New Year to everyone. We opened up the preschool today at Spruce Run. It went as well as it could have when you invite 75 3- and 4-year-olds into a new building. So it was a wonderful day. We're coming back really strong. The kids were excited to come back. I spoke to a little one in the hall, and he told me how glad he was to come back to school. And when I say little one, he was 9, so it was at the age that they're not always glad about it. So it's just been a great start back. We're currently in budget season, so we have a lot to look at. We'll speak about this more next meeting, but there were some years in this school district that you guys didn't always go to the 2% cap. And we're unfortunately feeling the results of that now as some of our facilities and some of our technology needs to be addressed. So again, we'll speak about it more, but it's definitely making budgeting more difficult than it would if things had been maintained all along. But then on a positive note, we're just off to a lot of great starts. The PTA has their winter thing coming up this Saturday. It's their winter dance Winter Wonderland. Thank you, dance. That's coming up this Saturday. And we have some concerts coming up, our winter concerts from Round Valley School. So just stay tuned and make sure you read up and check the website. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Steger. At this time, we've reached the second public comment section. If anyone in the audience would like to address the board, please come up to the podium. Same rules as before. Public comment is not for back and forth. If there's a response to public comments, it will occur once everyone has had the opportunity to address the board. Okay, I'm going to close the floor to the second public comment section. Our next meeting is January 22nd at 7 p.m. here at the Clinton Township Middle School. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. I am looking for a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Thank you, Dr. Riamaki. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Emery. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? The time is 7:17 p.m. Thank you all.